That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Big day, guys. Listen up, my friends. Oh, I have such a special message for you today. The Gabby Coaching app is here. Yes, my friends. We start the conversation here on Dear Gabby, and we carry it out with deep dive coaching inside the Gabby Coaching app. And I'm going to tell you, my friends, it is out in the world. This is the real deal. My app is officially here, the Gabby Coaching app. There's early member pricing. And these rates are going to go up. So if you are like, yeah, maybe I want Gabby to be my coach in my pocket. Yes, maybe I want 200 of Gabby's best meditations and manifesting practices. And I want access to her quarterly challenges and journal prompts. And I want on-demand access of her best motivational talks. And I want her special feature called the Get Gabby section, which is like having her as my personal coach in my pocket. Yeah, I want all that. Then this is your moment, people, to go try it out. Go to deargabby.com/app. You can try the 7-day free trial. When you try it now, that locks you in for the early member pricing. It's going to go up, so don't mess around. And when you're in the app and you have access to it, you get all of my challenges, like my manifesting challenge that's coming up and my relationship challenge, and all the challenges throughout the year are yours. So if you're feeling anxious, if you can't sleep, if you need a miracle, if you want to manifest your dreams, if you are just struggling with any area of your life, I can help you. It's going to be like having me on speed dial. So if you want to go check out the Google Play or the App Store, search for the Gabby Coaching app, go to your 7-day free trial and lock in the exclusive member pricing. You can also go to deargabby.com/app. People, this is major news. I'm really excited to share it with you. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm in the studio and I have been doing some vocal lessons for myself because I've been really listening to my voice and kind of terrified of all the wear and tear. And I was practicing not speaking last night when I was hanging out with my makeup artist. We were having dinner. Alex, you've heard about her. I'm having dinner with Alex and I'm like, I can't talk. And she's just sitting there like silent. And I'm like, you can talk to me, but I couldn't respond. And I realized how much I talk. My poor vocal cords have had abuse. I have been abusing them. So I just have to figure out, one, how to talk less in my life. But in the meanwhile, here I am and I'm learning Spanish. And so anytime I enter any situation where I can speak Espanol con mi amigos, I am speaking all day long. Okay. I pretend I know Spanish, but I like to talk. And people will be like, well, why do you want to learn Spanish? And I'm like, because I like to talk. So here I am and I'm looking at my life and I'm seeing the years ahead of me as being a motivational speaker and a podcaster. I think I have to talk less in my real life, which is kind of a strange, sad thing, but it's also a really beautiful thing because it's giving me this opportunity to almost be more of a viewer than a preacher in everyday moments. So I'm just excited to sort of adjust my energy a little bit. That's just a little random riff on what's happening with me. And I thought it might be interesting to just let you guys in on my desire to stop talking as I start a podcast where I'm going to talk for the next half hour. This is my time that I want to be talking. I want to be talking to you. I don't necessarily need to waste my voice on the streets or in the cars or wherever I am in the world. I can just keep it here and really protect it and listen more. And so think about those areas in your life where you might be unconsciously in a setting where you're maybe more outspoken, or you're one of those people that just sits back and doesn't say much, and see what it might be like to exercise the opposite. See what it might be like to be the person in the meeting that speaks up more when you're someone who stays silent. Maybe see what it's like to be the person who's just listening and really taking it in and not constantly trying to fill the empty space. It's a big deal. Try it out. It's really scary. All right. So today is not about my vocal cords. It's not about how we tune down the volume or raise it. It's about you. This show, it's about giving you an opportunity to be seen, to be heard, and to lead this show today. So we're going to do a Gabby AMA, a real hardcore Dear Gabby AMA. I want to hear what you have for me. I want to respond to you. I want to give you concrete tools. And I want it to be like a private coaching session, although thousands of people will listen. But listen, you're brave. You're courageous. You come here for this. I want to hear you. I want to really check in directly with you. And if you love this episode and you love this kind of conversation and you like hearing me workshop people and coach people, then definitely go download my Gabby Coaching app, get a free 7-day trial. And you can just go to deargabby.com/app and get endless amounts of coaching from me. New weekly coaching, over 100 meditations, workshops. You're just going to get all of Gabby right there. So if you're loving this and you want more and you want me to be your coach, not just the coach of the people on the show, then go to deargabby.com/app. All right. Who do we have? Nicole is on the back end. Who would you like to bring up? Let's bring it in, people. Who's our first guest?
Hi.
Rachel?
Yes, I'm Rachel. Hi, how are you?
Beautiful. Hi, sweetheart. Hi, you've got some fireworks behind you.
I do. I think this is from my 4th of July. I haven't been on Zoom since the 4th of July, but... that's fine.
Well, if you haven't been on Zoom since the 4th of July, you are my hero.
Oh, thanks. Well, you're
I spend
mine.
Way too much time on Zoom.
Right. Notice how like you're struggling with the voice currently. So yeah. So there's a lot of transitions happening in my life right now. I'm actually due with my second child on July 20th. And there's just a lot going on in our lives. We bought a new house and have moved into it. And there's just a lot of wounds showing up for me financially because I'm not able to work currently and I won't be able to work for a little bit. I'm looking for like freelance jobs and things of that nature. But I struggle because I have deep financial wounds that have been generational with my family. My family is not very good with money. And I want to know if there's any suggestions on how to heal those. I've done a lot of root chakra healing, but still, I just feel totally blocked off from money and finances in general and just seem like a novice at it every single time something comes up. So. Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. And I'm sure you're not alone in this experience. And congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
And it's also when we are birthing, it's a time when our familial historical wounds come to the surface. Mm-hmm. So you can say, hello, money wound. Here you are again. Thank you for revealing yourself to me and helping me shine the crystal. Let's start there. Okay. And your parents and your family's wounds don't have to be yours. So some of this is about recognizing and owning that you don't have to hold the trauma of their past. So sometimes we take on that burden of our family members, and we take on the burden of our history, but we can actually have a quantum shift around that. We can look at those stories and choose for them not to be ours. I can say that to you with a lot of conviction because I've been there. I too grew up with a family story that was very rooted in fear of financial insecurity, and I carried that for many years. When I was in my early 20s, I had a therapist that said something that changed my life. She said, "Your family struggles don't have to be yours." And for whatever reason, on that day, I heard that. And I just was so proud to say, oh yeah, that's serious. I'm going to take that in. And so I'm going to say the same thing to you right now. Your family struggles don't have to be yours. So I'm not asking you to try to erase decades of historical wounds or trauma or belief systems that are really ingrained in you. But I am asking you to recognize the choice that you have. You have choice to carry on the legacy of financial insecurity or to choose to stop it. You've already made the choice because you're asking about it. You said you were working on your root chakra. You know, you're trying, you're open, you're ready, you're willing. You're not so rooted in it. And that willingness is enough to get the ball rolling. But I want to ask you, sweetheart, what is that part of you that's in such financial insecurity? What is it repeating? What's the story that it has on repeat?
It's just really unworthiness, that it's not available to me. That if I do get some sort of compensation and I don't deserve to enjoy it. Mm. And there's scarcity constantly, but it changes from scarcity to fear, that I don't know what I'm doing with it, that I'm not worthy of it, that it's going to come in just as fast as it goes out, that I have to spend, or else I'm not producing, or there's just so much there.
And you can see so clearly how that reflects the storyline of your family.
Yeah.
It can be really hard to make something stick. I definitely know that for myself. I have had to practice a lot of habits repeatedly to really get them to stick. And when it comes to finding time to improve my overall health and well-being, I just have to make a commitment and just jump into it. And I do it the best way I know how, by taking small steps each day to retrain my mind. And creating these little steps can lead to a big action. And this is what is called habit stacking. I do this with a lot of my daily routines. For example, I will leave my journal on my bedside table so that I remember to write every night, or I'll leave my yoga mat right next to my door of my office so that I can actually do some stretching before I sit down to a day at the computer. And I do the same thing with Seeds DS1 Daily Symbiotic. I'll leave a glass of water by my coffee maker, and right next to that glass of water, I have a little beautiful bottle, Seeds DS1 Daily Symbiotic. This way, it's a daily habit that sticks. And so here's the cool part. It not only supports your digestive health, but it also supports your skin and even your heart health. And you know what else? Seed delivers the DS1 Daily Symbiotic monthly in sustainable packaging with a reusable glass jar that protects the probiotics. So awesome. So simple. Makes your habits stick. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby. If you follow me on social media, you know that I have two gorgeous Bengal cats. They are the joy of my life, but they are stinky. I've tried it all. And I have found what I love most. I love Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. So literally, you cannot smell a thing. And if you are a cat lover, you've got them in your house, your office, wherever, you don't want it to smell like cat pee and poop. And their super light crystal base also minimizes the mess. So I know that I can trust that my little fur babies won't track it all over my place. And trust me, my cats are everywhere, so they're kind of just, you know, ready to make a mess. And get this, it's so cool. Pretty Litter changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness, like urinary tract infections or kidney issues. And this gives me such peace of mind because I love my Jimmy Blue and my Lily, and they are my girls, and I'll do anything for them. Pretty Litter ships right to your door in small, lightweight bags, and you can just never run out because you can have these massive bags typically that we have to deal with. And in this case, you have these little bags because they're just going to absorb the smell. So if you're like me, give your cats the best. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/Gabby and use code Gabby to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/Gabby, code Gabby to save 20%. prettylitter.com/Gabby, code Gabby. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I want you to do this little assignment. I want you to step away after this recording, and I want you to write out the story, all the things that you just said to me. I have to spend to produce. I'm always in lack. Write it out. Put it on the page. And then I want you to write back to it as your adult, resourced, calm self, who's with me right now, the way that you would speak to your child, the way that you would speak to a friend. And I want you to just respond. See if you can access any qualities of compassion or curiosity, and just write with that part of you. And you might find yourself writing, you know, I hate this part of me. I wish it would go away. That's okay. Just keep writing and writing and writing until you truly feel any kind of relief, even if it's just a cathartic relief or it's a sense of compassion or clarity inside. And then I want you to notice, you have to write this down. I want you to notice if you see any C qualities of self. We've talked about this on the show. Self is our undamaged, resourced adult self. And self is courageous, calm, connected, confident, committed, it's clear, compassionate. I'll put out the 8C qualities in the show notes of this show. And I want you to just notice, is there any clarity? Do I notice any creativity? Is my heart open at all? But this would be after, you know, writing out the whole negative story, not even a negative story, just the wounded story of this part of you that's young and holding on to the burden of your past and your family and stories. And just get it out. Just put it on the page. Don't judge it. Just get it out. And then once you feel like it's out, just slowly start to notice how you feel towards it and write back to it in response. And like I said, even if your response right away is, "Fuck you, I hate you, I don't want you in my life anymore," that's okay. Just keep writing, because just getting out what that part of you needs to say and then responding to it with whatever part of you is in response, clears space for you to just start to address what's happening on the inside rather than trying to control it. So much of your days, I imagine, are spent trying to push down or heal your root chakra or do something to shun this part of you. And sweetheart, that part of you that has financial insecurity is a very young part of you, and it needs space to be heard. And even if your response to it isn't beautiful right away, that's just another part of you defending against it. And that's okay. It's just get into dialogue with all these different emotions that have to be heard and have to be seen, and give yourself permission to stop shunning them and start honoring them. How does that feel for you?
If that is something that I can definitely do, it's so scary because it's such a zone where I have never felt safe in.
So does it feel scary to even let it out?
It does, because like there's an admittance there, an admittance that I'm in similar situations that my family members, my parents are in.
And let me tell you something that might clear that for you.
Sure.
We all are or have been in situations that we learned from our family. So recognizing that connection, every single person listening right now has some family burden that they have in some way carried on that has really helped them weave the tapestry of their life. And those of us who show up for it, those of us who listen to shows like Dear Gabby, read books like mine or other self-help books, or go to therapy, do spiritual practice, we have the gift of helping to unblend from those parts of us and those parts of our family. But right here, right now, let that part of you know that, sweetheart, you're not alone. Everyone's carrying on the burdens of their family's past, even back. Now, there's studies around epigenetics and family members that have been deceased years and years and years ago from Holocaust or slavery, and how much that's affected the genes of those individuals and the trauma burden that we carry from our ancestors. So just know it, you're not alone in carrying that burden. And sometimes if we just become a little bit casual with it, like, oh, like you're here. Of course you're here. My baby's coming in. Got a lot going on. Of course I would have this big shit come up. Okay, let's have a conversation. Maybe it's possible. Right. And if it feels too scary, babes, don't do it now. Wait till my next book comes out and I will guide you further.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And in the meantime, you know, when we're dealing with these old historical wounds, just be gentle with yourself. And really, even if you just get into that casual dialogue with the part of you and you're like, oh yeah, of course you're here. I get it. This is a big time. Of course this would be coming up. Such a gentler way to perceive yourself. You got it?
I got it. Thank you.
Enjoy that baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give Nicole your information because I want to send you my birthing affirmations. So thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I see you're very emotional. I'm really happy to see that. Go journal now if you feel called.
Right here.
You got it up. Ready to go. Good luck with that baby. Bye, sweetie. Beautiful. Who do we have now? Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. I got the email like 2 minutes before 11:30, and I don't check my email regularly. So I was like, I knew it was a sign from the universe that I had to join.
That is definitely a sign.
Yes.
You're here. I'm so happy you're here. And tell me your name.
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Well, my question is, I am in the middle of a health journey right now. And it was originally prompted by the fact that I had a very hard year. And because of that, or one symptom of that, was that I had gained a significant amount of weight. And so I started this journey with the goal of losing that weight. And I've read every single one of your books, and I've been following your work for years. So when I went on this journey, I knew how important it was to detach from the outcome and not be so focused on it. But what I'm struggling with, and what my question is how do you detach from an outcome when the outcome is pretty black and white. Like you either lose the weight or you don't. And so it's been, I've been struggling. I know in my heart, I have to focus on feeling good and just let go of the outcome. But it's hard when, you know, it's either you lost it or you didn't. And so it just doesn't feel like there are alternatives to be successful. And so that's why I'm struggling.
Here's your alternative. What was the experience, story, belief system that led to the weight gain?
It was a lot of fear that what was happening is my family was going through a really intense divorce, among other things. And then at the same time, I was leaving my job and applying to this really rigorous academic program. And so it just felt with my family, which was sort of like my foundation, was crumbling. And then everything that was going to be with my career at that moment just felt really unsafe. And so it was a ton of just fear that I didn't know what was going to happen. And everything I thought I knew was unfolding.
So the outcome is different than you think. Right now, your outcome is to lose weight, get healthier physically. That attempt with exercise and white knuckling it and diet, yeah, that works, doesn't last. What has to come through right now is to heal that sense of inner safety, to establish and reconnect to the inner safety. So, sweetheart, we all have these experiences in our life that create a sense of unsafety. You said my world was crumbling. My family was my foundation. My foundation was crumbling. So of course you would turn to something to numb out that fear and that suffering and that pain. And in internal family systems therapy, we call this a firefighter, right? It's like, oh, I'm feeling all these feelings and normally I could manage them with being great at work or having my family to rely on, but I can't manage them anymore. And so I need to go put that fire out right now. And that's often through a drug of choice, alcohol, drugs, any form of addiction, and most often food. And so textbook, I mean, it's beautiful to see how common this is for all of us. We all have these managers. And when those managers aren't working anymore, the firefighters are like, let me put out the fire. And so instead of now trying to manage that firefighter, right? I don't want your other parts of you to develop where you're like controlling or whatever to push down that firefighter. It's so much more gentle to be able to, first and foremost, witness that firefighter with compassion, say thank you for the food addiction, or I don't know if you would refer it to binging or whatever it was that you would call it, but just say thank you to that. Because it was keeping you safe for a period of time. And now it's about establishing that sense of safety without having to numb it out, without having to put out the fire, pick up the food. And so the work is not how much am I going to exercise and how much great food am I going to eat, but it is absolutely part of it. I mean, of course, nourish yourself, have a beautiful diet, move your body. Yes, 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 yes. All of the above. But in what ways are you able to start to tend to that part of you that feels so unsafe inside? One thing that I would recommend that you could begin doing today is to start to really create some safety in your body. In my book, Happy Days, and inside the Gabby Coaching app, I do a lot of great practices for feeling safe somatically. So we've got chapter 4 of Happy Days, and the whole chapter is about experiencing a sense of safety inside your body. And so as we start to establish that safety inside, we actually no longer need to look for it outside. And so some of those practices, one is your heart and your hand on your belly. You hear me do this a lot here, and doing a hold, a heart hold, breathing with your hand on your heart and your hand on your belly, or putting your hand on your heart and your hand on your forehead. And that hold is really soothing, really relaxing. Do that before you go to bed at night. Just give yourself that body experience. I really find that when I'm in a place of being really reactive, getting into some kind of pigeon pose, opening up my hips, because our hips are storing so much of that trauma and that pain and that suffering and that emotional burden, just get into your hips. So do a little bit of hip movement, hip exercise before, after your workout, whatever it is that you want to do. Listen to positive affirmations while you're moving. So in the Gabby coaching app, we have meditations with positive affirmations. And when you go to the 7-day free trial, you can get that for free and just move with it and walk with it. And my first book, Add More Ink to Your Life, was all about rethinking, moving, and receiving. And so it was really all geared towards changing our thought forms and then using those affirmations while we're physically moving. Because when we're moving, we're releasing stagnant energy, we're releasing burdens physically. And so using our body somatically to release that tension and that trauma while we reinforce in our brain the beliefs that we want to carry, really allowing the shift to occur, allowing your neural pathways to work on your behalf, to really let it set in. Because sometimes we have these hits of inspiration or we do a meditation and we just bounce back into life, right? We just jump back into the next fear. But this will really lock it in for you.
Thank you so much.
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I wasn't thinking of it that way, that the cause of me feeling unsafe was what brought all the weight gain. So it's not so much about figuring out how to lose the weight, but figuring out how to not feel unsafe anymore and how to make my body feel safe. And then hopefully weight loss will just be a byproduct of feeling.
It will be. It will be. It's not even hopefully. I promise it will be. Now, of course, eat good foods, love your body, nourish yourself. Even ask yourself, do I feel safe in this moment before you eat a meal? Like if you're picking up that snack, just check in with your body. Notice what you're feeling. Become curious about it and send some compassion to it. Right. This is all my next book, by the way. I'm giving you a preview of my next book. Because when we have these moments of pause and connection inward, the outward soothing becomes less and less. And we start to just start to change our patterns. I'm feeling like we have a shift today.
Yeah, definitely. It just totally shifted my goals, what I should be focusing on. So I really appreciate it.
I'll adjust the goal too. It's not to stop feeling unsafe, but to remember the safety within. It's already in you. You don't have to find anything. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
You guys, I love it when I find a product that checks every single box, especially when it comes to elevating my overall health and well-being. And lately, I've been doing a lot of detoxing and cleansing. And that's why I've been amping up the supplements big time. Symbiotica's health supplements are sophisticatedly designed formulations that are clinically proven to increase vitality, longevity, all by just filling in those nutritional gaps that just result from the modern day diet of junk that we eat. And they're so deeply committed to full transparency when it comes to their ingredients. And the brand is all about research, like super nerdy research. I had the founder of this brand on the podcast. You should go back and listen to it. And what I love most right now is their super greens. It's easy and convenient, and it just supports your cellular detoxification and boosts your energy levels. I rely on their liposomal vitamin C. It is what is keeping me healthy throughout each season, and it's really helping my immune system, collagen production, healthy aging, all of the above. And then before I go to bed at night, I take their liposomal magnesium L3 and 8. And what's really cool about it is it tastes like chocolate, so it's kind of like a little dessert. And this product has shown to increase magnesium levels in the brain more than any other form of magnesium. And approximately 65% of all adults in the United States are magnesium deficient. Visit symbiotica.com/Gabby for 15% off site-wide, or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. Code applies on top of custom bundle discount.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Good. Oh, Jay, you're back.
I'm back.
Wait, what a beautiful moment. Nice to see you, my love.
Hey, you too. How have you been?
I've been really good.
Yeah. So question, kind of like you, my throat chakra has been a little weird in terms of speaking. So I think there's obviously something going on there with my vocal cords. Same thing, or being a little tired, a little strained. I guess how to relieve the stress of that, maybe through meditation or prayer or...
And you're a speaker and a healer, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love that you keep coming back to me. You are rad. Such a gift that you are. So, Jay, what in your life are you not saying?
It's a good question. I think maybe I don't speak my truth as much as I should, whether that's to people maybe in the industry or who surround me. I think maybe I just hold back a little bit. Maybe it's a little bit of that childhood, because I was super shy when I was a child. So it was a lot of that children ought to be seen and not heard type thing. So maybe that's going to come. I don't know.
Yeah. And every time I meet you, I see you developing your gifts more and more. Mm. And you have a connection to your grandmother who's deceased, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good memory, Gabby.
Yeah, you're good.
Did she hold space to hear you?
You know, I never actually met her, which is kind of crazy.
She just comes through in your guides. Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty well. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I want you to call on her.
Okay.
There's a few things I'm going to recommend. Okay, so first things first is to get to know that part of you, the little boy whose voice was shut down. Mm. And ask him what he needs. You can do this on your own. I also want you to, again, much like our earlier guest, give him voice. So open your journal and say, little Jason, the voice that was shut down, what do you want to say? Tell me what you want me to know. Get it out. Get it out. Is there also a part of you that feels like you're trying to be heard, like you're pushing? I'm just wondering because that's personal to me.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I hear the strain in your voice.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah.
Are you talking a lot too?
Yeah, I teach and clients every day. So
do you notice when you're teaching and with your clients that you're in fully embodied and in alignment, or do you notice that you're maybe trying to get a message across, wanting to really put it out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of both, of trying to get being in alignment and getting a message. And then it's just creating more stress maybe than not.
Right. So when we have a strained voice, there's an unconscious part of us that's trying to be heard, that believes that will only be heard if I push it out, if I scream it, if I prove it. I don't doubt that you believe in what you're doing and that you know what you're doing and that you're super grounded in it.
Mm-hmm.
I just sense that there's an unconscious silencer inside, right? That you might be fighting against.
Right. Yeah.
So a few things. Practically, you and I can share YouTube videos of vocal warm-ups and practices, which are really helpful. But what they really are doing most is they're getting us connected to our breath. So I'm going to give you some of the tools right now. And this is also really beneficial for anyone listening, just breath practices, right? One I learned this morning from YouTube, put your hand on your belly. I'm adding that to it.
Yeah.
And start by just saying, shh,
shh.
Deep inhale in, exhale, shh. Inhale, don't raise your shoulders, but just extend your diaphragm. Shh. Let it be a little longer. And then now try this. Flutter your diaphragm with a shh, shh, shh. Making sure that your diaphragm is just fluttering. Activating the diaphragm. My guess is that that part of you that's trying to silence you inside is possibly walking and locking your diaphragm. Mm. When we speak with our diaphragm, we can speak for hours and be healthy and well. Think about musicians who go on tour, sing, sing, sing. They obviously have vocal rest and they have vocal practices, but they're breathing. I once saw a Lady Gaga video and she did some like crazy bomb ass, like almost like screaming singing. And it was Howard Stern. He's like, do you ever worry about your voice? And she goes, no, because I know how to breathe.
Wow.
So why are we holding our breath?
Yeah.
Get into that inquiry.
Yeah, for sure.
Another really, really good one. Go ahead.
I think we just forget. We just, from talking so much, we forget to breathe sometimes. I think we forget to.
We forget to breathe. Yeah. And those of us who have a message that we want to get out, it's urgent. We want to share this message. We want to get out to the world.
Yeah.
So we have to really ground ourselves in that breath.
Mm-hmm.
Slow it down. I'm even doing it as I talk to you right now.
All right.
But right with that part of you that feels silenced or the part of you that feels like you need to get it out, you know, just give voice to all of it.
Okay.
See what it needs to reveal.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I love seeing you back on this show. When we do Dear Gavi Live, like when we like have the show.
Yeah.
I got to get you there.
Yeah, that was great. I appreciate you.
More to come, my friend.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I adore you. So good to see you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Take care.
We need your voice.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's wrap up this show. So, my friends, what a beautiful episode. I'm really proud of everyone that came through here. I think that there's a beautiful moment of a through line that came through for me, which is that we need to look inward and tend to the burden parts inside, the parts of us that are saying, oh, I don't have enough money, or I can't have my voice heard, or I'm not good enough. And instead of trying to find external fixes, turn our attention inward, check in, and start to offer more relief to the belief systems that dwell inside. So nice. So nice. I love you guys. I look forward to seeing you next Monday. Have a beautiful week. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gavi, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.